my first idol, absolutely different class as a player. I mean, obviously I've met him down the years, but as a player, when you're a young kid, you know, you've sort of picked the right player, which he certainly was. I mean, he just had everything. I mean, grace, you know, first touch, score goals for his size, could head a ball. But up there, up there with the best, and, you know, Dixie, obviously, and Bawley, but Alex Young, Golden Vision, absolutely superb. I mean, you know, it's sort of what Everton, you know, you think Everton should be about, you know, winners, obviously playing a certain way. But as I say, one of the best forwards I've ever seen. And as I say, yeah, you know, he was a very humble man. You know, did everything in the right way. Family man. And as I say, it's a really sad day for Everton. But you know, he leaves so many happy memories. You know, that's the thing I'll be thinking of anyway.
And even for those who never saw him play, there is this great sort of mythical quality about the name of Alex Young and the Golden Vision, which has lived on.
It's right. I mean, you know, obviously the play about him, and you know, the TV. Sort of show, they still talk about it, and it's just the, as I say, go on YouTube, there's different pieces of them. I mean, when we beat Manchester United 3-1, when they'd won the European Cup, you know, Alex Young and Bawley were in the same side, and Alex Young scores a fabulous goal. But just everything about him, as I say, he just seems to make everything look easy. I mean, his touch and his vision, you know, he could pass the ball, just everything about him. But as I say, it's something Evertonians who see them play, they'll never forget him. And he's, you know, his name, as soon as you mention him, I mean, he's held in such high esteem, not just, you know, through Evertonians, but I think throughout football. And, you know, some of the comments you'll hear, sort of tributes paid to him, you know, over the next day or two, I think you'll realise what a good player he was.
And did you get to meet him many times over the years? Because your paths didn't quite cross as players, did they?
No, I just joined Everton, and he just left the year before. But obviously, I used to get on the wall at Belfield, and I used to watch them train. I used to go to matches to watch him. And as I say, he was my first idol. Obviously, when Bawley came, it was a different thing then. But Alex Young, it was just everything. You know, when you're growing up, you want to see a footballer. And later in life, obviously, I met him on a lot of occasions with functions, is that I've had photographs taken like you're a little kid again with your idol. And he was, as I say, he was so humble. I mean, lovely to talk to, had time for everybody, a real family man, which obviously the family would be devastated today, as supporters will be. But I just think, you know, every time you mention his name, there's a smile on your face, especially if you've seen him play football in a Royal Blue jersey. But as I say, the tribute you learn about him, and I think ex-players, supporters, I'll all have a story about him. And even with the cup final, I mean, I think you may be talking to Derek Temple. And Derek, sort of when he broke away in the 1966, obviously I was at the final with my granddad and my dad, and he breaks away from the halfway line. And if you actually see sort of footage of it, Alex Hill doesn't really run, but he said, as soon as Derek got it, he said, I just knew he'd stick it in the back of the net. So Derek always says about, well, he had more confidence than I did. But, you know, that's the camaraderie and obviously the style of play that, you know, we had. And I just think, you know, if we can get them days back, I think everyone would be delighted. But it'd be sorely missed. But as I say, memories, you know, last a lifetime. And I just think with Alex Young, he's up there with the best who've ever worn a Royal Blue shirt.